We want to encourage folks to be able to exercise their right to vote. It is safe, it is secure, and it's something that we are protecting.
On the morning of Colorado's recent state primary, Denver County Clerk Paul Lopez stood in front of a mobile voting center to praise the lengths his office was going to keep voters safe from COVID-19.
Our elections personnel are wearing masks, they're sanitizing our stations.
But literal viruses aren't the only ones election officials have to worry about. Behind the scenes, efforts are underway to make sure the computer systems elections rely on aren't compromised by bad actors. A Senate Intelligence Committee report last year concluded Russia targeted voting systems in all 50 states in 2016. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says they're likely to try again.
When we are in the COVID-19 crisis, there is a tendency to drop the ball on the fact that Russia is actively trying to undermine our democracy. And our partnership with the National Guard is just one of many things we do to make sure that Coloradans can have confidence in our election results.
Colorado started working with the National Guard on election cybersecurity 7 years ago, around the time it was moving to all-mail ballots. This year's team is made up of a half dozen Guard members, including Captain Reese Watkins.
I'm the Cyber Network Defense Manager for the Cyber Protection Team 174.
Watkins is a programmer in his daily life. Others on the team work in corporate security and similar fields. He says they're used to operating in the private sector, not just on the heavily protected systems used by the military.
Almost every single person on my team has a day-to-day job that we do this full-time. So it helps us stay in the current workforce and know exactly what's happening in real life.
In general, the team's job isn't to fight threats, just to find them. That can be anything from someone spreading misinformation on social media to direct attacks on the state's crucial voter registration database. What they spot, they pass on to Colorado's own IT professionals to address. Captain Watkins says their real strength is as a set of fresh eyes, searching for vulnerabilities.
When you're looking at your home, right, you don't see very many things that are wrong until someone comes over and visits and they see something wrong with your house. You're like, wow, your window is broken. And you go, oh my gosh, I didn't even notice that. So that's kind of what we're there to do, is just be another set of eyes.
This year, more than 30 U.S. states have some sort of IT partnership with their National Guard to provide election support. Colonel George Haynes is chief of cyber operations at the National Guard Bureau in Washington, D.C. He says states and federal security agencies in general have been doing more to collaborate on cybersecurity since the last presidential election.
We have seen an increase in partnership, an increase in information sharing, an increase in working together through tabletop exercises, through sharing of tactics, techniques, and procedures.
And that's important, says Haynes, because the threats are just increasing.
The cyber domain is maturing just like the other, you know, air, land, sea, space domains.
Well, the Guard's role in election cybersecurity has been developing for many years and will continue into the future. It may be dwarfed this fall by their boots-on-the-ground operations. Many states are calling on their Guard to help with the physical challenges of conducting their elections during a pandemic. I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.